It's January, and I'm on my way to the cellar with 2 tons of Fernão Perez Mint 4, Kortpad Kaap 2. But a quick voice note on retirement at 65, the new vintage 2025. So this is made from the oldest vineyard in a place called Darling in South Africa. It is closer to the west coast. It's a cool climate wine producing area. It's made from the third oldest Sinso vineyard in South Africa. So according to the government, SAVAS we call them, South African Wine Something Systems, according to them, the vineyard was planted in 1956, which is not correct. It was planted in 1951. So the official documentation says that the vineyard is like 6th, 7th, 8th oldest vineyard in South Africa, which is not true. It's actually the third oldest vineyard in South Africa, the third oldest Sinso vineyard. We normally combine it with a bit of Shiraz, which grows right next to it. It depends very much on the year. So if it's a cold year, we struggle to ripen the Sinso 100%, so we use a bit more Shiraz. If it's a warm year and it ripens 100%, then we use less Shiraz. Now, 2025, what a brilliant vintage. We ripened the Sinso to the fullest extent. We were super, super chuffed with the grapes when we picked it. I had a specific picking team that comes to Darling that does the work for me. They spend 1 day to pick 2.5 tons of grapes. So they pick like you pick table grapes. They take the bunch. They literally take out all the bad berries because we do lots of whole bunch fermentation on the wine. And everything goes into the wine. And you've got to make sure that there's no bad berries on these bunches. So the grapes came in really ripe. It looked really good. Fermented whole bunch into older French oak for a year, pressed to bottle, 3% Shiraz with. So 3% Shiraz from the block next to it. So little, but just to add a bit of spice to it. The story of retirement at 65. In 2015, I was driving on this farm with a guy called Boetie van Rienen. And me and Boetie had a look up onto the mountain at the very top, and there was a old vineyard up there. And I said to Boetie, "Wow, what's up there?" He said to me, "No, Peter, you can't make wine from this block. I mean, it's old, but the birds of the mountain, whenever all the other grapes are picked, this ripens at the very latest stage. So then all the birds from the mountain, they eat all the grapes. So so I can't make wine from it because the birds sit on the bunches and it poke holes in it and it rots. So I said, okay, I'll buy you bird nets. And we cover the whole thing with bird nets and we see if we can keep them out and make a wine from it. So I bought these huge nets. They're super expensive. They come in these rolls, 1.5 meter in width. And then we put 3 rolls on one row. To cover everything with bird nets, and the first year pruned slightly better. The vineyard was 64 years at that stage, and then when the shoots started growing after winter, where they were about 20 centimeters long, the sheep broke through the fence and they ate the whole vineyard. So Friday evening they broke through. By Monday evening, all the green stuff was gone. So we picked nothing. And then the vineyard turned 65 years old. And when it turned 65 years old, then we obviously looked at it better that year. We raised the fence around the block. And when the fence were, we raised the fence, and then we put everything under bird nets. And then the grapes ripened to the fullest extent. And the first year somebody made a wine only from that vineyard was when the vineyard turned 65 years old. So I drew this label of I wanted to have a sheep stuck in a wire. Paul Jam has got like a CD cover with a sheep stuck in a wire, but I wanted to have a dead sheep stuck in a wire. So I did this lino cut of this sheep skull in a barbed wire, and that's the label.